Production. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One pissed off Puerto Rican was tired of all the bullshit and lies, so he started a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their face, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Cry Shot Radio Show. And now I introduce to you the loudest stick from Brooklyn, Louis B.
I was born in Brooklyn, okay? My accent is a fucking Brooklyn accent, okay? Okay?
Daddy Yankee. Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Cry Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Today is Wednesday, August 12, 2009. Holy crap, this summer is just flying. Oh, goodness, I love the summer. But unfortunately, in the area I'm at, New York City, it's more cold than it is warm. We have more cold months than there are warm months. Today, we're going to have the Jake from the band Will Fall. They're a metal band from Mild May, Ontario, Canada. We actually premiered their stuff last week. We're going to be calling them up right now, well, in a couple minutes, and hopefully we can get them on the line and have have an interview with him. But first we're going to kick it off while we wait. Yo, we got Kev in the room. We're going to kick it off. This is the Almighty Terribles with Bombing the Bedroom. Thank you. Mighty Terribles with A Bomb in the Bedroom. Check them out. They got some shows coming up August 14th at 8 p.m. at Bar 46 in Hackettstown, New York, New Jersey. Well, is Hackettstown is in New Jersey? I don't know. It's either New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Definitely go to myspace.com/TheAlmightyTerribles for more information. August 22nd, 2009 at 9:30 p.m. Porter's Pub in Easton, Pennsylvania. September 4th at 9 p.m. Alphabet Lounge in New York City. Definitely check them out. Hit them up. September 5th, 2009, 9 p.m., Pearly Baker's, Easton, Pennsylvania. I can't fucking write. Oh, shit, they're going to be in my neighborhood. September 29th, 2009, 8 p.m., at the Trash Bar in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, 256 Grand Street, Brooklyn, New York City, New York, 11211. The cost, it's probably going to cost like $12 to get in. But if you get there before 8, there's usually an open bar. So, yes, the Trash Bar, fantastic venue. I have to say that I've been there many, many of a time myself. It's a fantastic music venue. That's the show I'm going to, September 29th. Can't wait, man. It's going to be a kick-ass show. Damn, the summer's over. Shit. All right. Anyways, I'm going to try to get in contact with... Oh, wait. We got my co-host, Enemy Combatant, a.k.a. Glenn. He was postering up Jersey City. How is that? How is that going? Glenn. All right, well, I can't really hear what he's saying. No, I can't hear you, dude. Try plugging in the headset. While he's doing that, I'm going to give a call to Jake, see if we can get him on the call. Jake of Willfall from Canada. Alrighty.
Hello?
Hi. Hey, this is Louis B of the Crotchout Radio Show. I'm looking for Jake.
Jake, okay. He's actually not home from work till about 6 o'clock.
Oh. Okay.
Did you have an interview with him?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was that today or yesterday? I thought it was supposed to be yesterday. That's what he said to me.
No. Today. It's Wednesday show. Today.
Okay. I will give his cell phone a call. Do you have a phone number he can contact you?
Goodness, not if you have a long distance. That's why I'm calling him from Skype,
right.
So it can be cheaper for everybody.
Right. Yeah, I'm not too sure. As far as I know, he thought it was yesterday, but
Oh.
Yeah.
I told him Wednesday. let me see. Maybe it was my mess up. Probably my mess up. Don't worry. Well, I guess I'll try calling back at 6.
Yeah, give him a call back. He might actually not be home till 6:15, so maybe wait till then and then.
Are you the girlfriend or the wife?
Girlfriend.
Ah.
Yep.
Got the rock star, huh?
I guess.
There you go. So, whoa. Hey, well, now that I got you on the air, what do you think of their music?
It is awesome. Yeah, they play a great show. I love the sound. It's different than anything I've heard.
You're not just saying that because you're with the rock star.
No, I'm not. No.
Okay. No. Of course not. All right, so yeah, Willfall. I'm going to try to call them back. So I guess I'll be hearing from you and him later. Definitely, if people listening now, check them out, myspace.com/willfallband. And why the hell am I hearing myself? I'm echoing.
Oh.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
All righty.
All right, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sweetie.
There we go.
We got Dr. Kimberly there. Oh, man. So how you doing?
Which one?
You.
I'm doing great, man. As you were mentioning earlier about my YouTube posts for the Alex Jones poster contest, I am now officially done posting videos. I did a 3-part series, and it was great. I had fun. It was my first major assault on YouTube, and I was shocked that part one got over 3,000 views in less than 2 days. And the other parts are quickly climbing, approaching 1,000.
That is good. That is most good. That is the most goodness gooder I've... That's like more gooder.
Yeah, each one of my videos, although part three I believe is most effective, each one of them is like a mini Obama deception. It's so visually hardcore, loaded with images, that honestly, if I don't win this contest, it's going to have to be a rigged game. Yeah, someone's going to have to pay for it. Pun intended.
No, don't look at me.
Well, I'm in, you know, Robert Winnick, cough, Robert Winnick. That's really what I'm, who I'm referring to. I mean, he's
You're calling him out?
He's pretty much got it in the bag, man. I mean, you know that he has hundreds, if not thousands, of listeners and viewers on YouTube. I don't know if he does a radio cast.
He does a TV show with Luke.
By the way, I want to say welcome to the two guests we have in the room. Thank you for... I hesitate to use the word religiously, but thank you for being dedicated listeners. Yes.
Yes.
Out the YouTube that I just did. It's on Crotch Shot. It's on We Are Changed New Jersey. The name of the video series, the thing to search for, is, quote, Lord Obama's Joker Face, end quote. Four separate.
Joker Face.
Four separate.
Joker Face or Joker for Face.
Yeah, somebody was actually dumb enough to post a comment and said, why did you use that song? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, did you not hear me replace the P with a J?
Yeah.
And it's pretty self-explanatory, but people are still retarded.
I just found that kind of funny, though. So I'm like, really? Is he really? Okay. Sure.
Well, it's catchy, man. And that's the other thing is, you know, you have to be a little bit disingenuous. If you use pop music, it'll get the average YouTube viewer to pay attention a little bit more. Because,
right.
You know, Lady Gaga is all the rage. Or so
either
I hear.
Either that or put tits.
Or a man, dude. Did you hear about Lady Gaga having a penis? Go on YouTube and type in Lady Gaga has
a
penis.
No, she does not. She does not have a penis.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of... it's not blurry either. There's a lot of speculation out there.
No.
Dude,
No.
Just go look at the video for yourself.
Tell me what you think.
I'm not saying she has a penis. In the video, she gets off a motorcycle that's parked on stage.
I don't want to... Look.
And she has no panties on. And clearly, it's not a vagina.
No.
Unless you want to claim to be fake.
I've actually analyzed the audio when she's mumbling, and
you
she's like,
know
I don't think,
this.
yes, and I'm saying she does not have a penis, because you know what, any woman that I'm attracted to better not have a penis.
Otherwise, that shit's getting cut off.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like they had that little guillotine in that Mel Brooks movie for the special circumcision. Little piece.
Yeah.
Remember that History of the World?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, that was Men in Tights. No, yeah, that was Men in Tights.
Oh, you're
Robin
right.
Robin Hood,
right.
Men in Tights.
But that is such a...
She's like...
Right there. See, people don't know what funny is anymore. And,
yeah, no.
You know, even though the contest and the issues discussed by the contest are very serious, the method in which we're going about, you know, doing this is quite humorous. And that's the whole thing. I was just watching a PrisonPlanet.tv episode from the 10th with Alex talking about the reactions he got from people, from his own family even, about wearing the clown makeup. And he was like, look, you know, if I put on sunglasses, are you going to call me Agent Smith or the Terminator just because I'm wearing dark shades over my eyes? So, I mean, that's exactly the point, man. You know, people get freaked out by the external, and they really, you know, just like these Joker posters, they get freaked out by the fact that it's Obama being characterized this way, satirized, parodied, and instead they spend all their time reacting to the exterior without ever giving question to, you know, what the real message behind this campaign is. That's all I got to say about that.
Right. So while we're here, let's we got your Joker Lord Obama Joker faces on top of the page.
Oh yeah, feel free to cue up audio from that if you want to. Maybe part one isn't the best one in terms of audio. Part three has a lot of good samples.
Yes, dear. Hold on. Let me download. I'm gonna download it.
I mean, I tuned in to listen to a music show, but it sounds like you don't have much lined up here. I mean, I guess I was also expecting to hear that interview, but we got a mini interview with the
girlfriend. Yeah, well, we're coming. Yeah, we're coming. I'll try calling him back at 6 o'clock. Or like 6:15. Where let me play some of their songs. Let me see which one. This is Order of Chaos. This is the Crowd Shot Radio Show playing. This is Order of Chaos by Will Fall.
I like it. That's nice.
Order, it's the ground you're breaking.
all with their song Order or Chaos. Check them out. Go to myspace.com/willfulband. They're from, crap, someone just, I am me as soon as I start. Mild May, Ontario, Canada. They're actually going to be doing a show August 22nd at 4 a.m. Jesus, I think it's 4 p.m. at HebFest, H-E-B-B Fest, in Port Elgin. I don't know if I have any listeners in Canada. So, we'll see. What the hell. September 4th, 2009 at 8 p.m. at the Forum at Hanover, Ontario. October 30th, 2009 at 8 p.m. the Bruce Bar and Grill with Odem and To Be Announced. I've heard a lot from that band, To Be Announced. Yes, I'm stupid. That's Clint Carradine. So, yeah. Anyways, we got Enemy Combatant. Yo, Glenn. Glenn.
Sorry, Mike was muted.
Ah.
Mike was muted.
Actually, I typed in the room a little quick idea. You wanna call my city council member, see what she thinks or her staff thinks about the Obama posters?
Nah, let it become a national news story first. It's already an international news story. People have picked up on it in Germany, and that's the only international report I've seen so far, but I'm sure it's going to go like crazy in the Russian media. Russia Today will certainly cover it. I guarantee that this is going to explode. This is going to blow up in their faces, man, like hardcore. It's really time to start getting pissed and going ape, because literally, man, we're in the middle of a civil war right now. This is like the brink right now where we get to decide, are we going to make it a violent revolution or are we going to make it a peaceful one? And I think that, you know, as they keep turning up the heat, we've got to channel that energy sort of like in judo and martial arts when you use the opponent's energy against them. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm a big fan of kicking people. I'm a big fan of kicking people in the nuts.
That's a good one, too. You got to be proactive
Bam!
As well.
Bam! All right, cut the crap. Bam! Cut the crap. Bam!
Well, that's how I felt when I was putting staples in Obama's face yesterday. I'm sorry, what was the question?
Should I call my city council member?
Oh, no, I thought you asked something besides that.
Nah.
All right. We'll save that for save that for another show, man. Actually, that's a great idea for a show. Where we just do a live on-air, not pranking, but, you know, conversation with our representatives.
Let's see if they want to come on. Nah, because I'm going to be calling her. Well, this is her campaign office. There ain't no way I'm getting her. I mean, I've met her face-to-face, and I got a constituent picture with her, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to talk about something that you mentioned earlier off air.
Yes, dear.
You were talking about symbolism and noticing things in your environment. Well, I noticed a hell of a lot of symbolism today, man. I was watching the movie Speed on satellite with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. You know that one where the bus has to can't go over 50 or below 50. It has to stay. Well, dude, think about what kind of a metaphor this whole movie is. It's just like The Matrix. Keanu Reeves is always playing these roles where he's a government agent or a cop or a police officer, something like that, special agent, and he's always the savior, the Christ, trying to disassemble the machine. In this case, wired up bomb that's stuck to the bottom of the bus.
How do you explain Bill and Ted, The Matrix, and...
Yeah, that's another good one. He controls a booth, a phone booth, which is exactly what he uses in The Matrix to find out about The Matrix. Trinity calls him in a phone booth. Yeah, I haven't seen Constantine. I've seen bits and pieces of it. But yeah, he plays the same character over and over. And it really struck me how in the very first mission in Speed, they are on the 32nd floor and they save all of the hostages inside the elevator, which is, of course, a metaphor for the stairway to heaven, or the ladder to ascension, or the Stargate, as I have discussed on my blog. And then in the next mission, which I believe takes place on the train, I don't know what it was, but the floor involved, it wasn't 32, but 33 this time. And so he progresses from the 32nd to the 33rd degree, you see? And it's all right out in the open, how they use numbers. The bus that that he has to save is labeled 2525, which adds up to 50, which is the speed that he has to keep the bus at. He can't go above or below that. So literally, they're telling you, we need to keep an equilibrium. We need to maintain a balance between man and machine. You see all these messages starting to come through now, 2525, 50 miles an hour, 32nd floor, and then the 33rd floor, showing you all these subliminals. The bus actually has an advertisement on the back of it. And remember, the terrorist guy, the bomber who's remotely detonating all these bombs, says that he only wants the money. And on the back of the bus, there's an advertisement that says, it's not all about the money. And then in parentheses, yeah, right. So it's like all these messages right in your face about what's going on in the movie, but you think it's just a part of the background. So if you start to notice, you start to realize that it's actually intentionally put there in the foreground. I was just freaking out, man. I'm like, I thought I knew the movie, you know? I thought I saw this movie hundreds of times, but I watched it again today, and I was just stunned to see the parallels between The Matrix and, as you said, Bill and Ted. He's always some kind of government agent, you know, and he's always a Christ figure.
Ah.
I mean, any thoughts on that? Any thoughts on our good friend Keanu, who supposedly is outspoken about the New World Order? He just so happens to play all these Freemasonic, you know, resonating roles all the time. I mean, what do you think about that?
I don't know, man. It's
any of that.
We all know we're being bombarded. We're being bombarded by shit all the time, so.
It's getting easier and easier to pick up on, though. I mean, you start to see how these characters take on these different, these actors take on these different characters. And it's like these recurring themes, like Jim Carrey, for example. If you investigate him synchromystically, you find out that Jim Carrey is always interacting with moons. The man on the moon, the guy in...
Number 23...
Truman Show is controlling the Truman Show from the moon, the director. It's just, they're showing you what they're doing to you, man, right out in the open. It's absolutely disgusting, man, how they make these Hollywood propaganda films, which I mentioned, by the way, in part 3 of my poster video, how they're openly in the mainstream media announcing that our government is paying for propaganda films for the military, like G.I. Joe, which... You know, I used to be a lot less
Gojo
skeptical about these things, and, you know, I would go see these movies anyway, which are, you know, basically pimp games for the New World Order military-industrial complex, like Star Wars and you name it. I mean, basically everything that you see now is you know, Hollywood is propaganda, so. Now I'm starting to really inoculate myself against it and take a step back and say, you know, hey, wait a minute. I'm not going to go see G.I. Joe. I'm not going to go see Transformers. I'm not going to be seduced by, you know, a girl with big breasts running away from a big explosion. You know, I don't need that. I understand that the Pentagon is behind it. I understand that the CIA is advertising to hire people.
I actually seen both those movies already, so...
Well,
as long as you don't get
caught up in it, because, again, Keanu Reeves, just like Tom Cruise in Top Gun, it's meant to romanticize the idea of a government agent.
into the danger zone.
What? You know, just like I said, it's by putting on that pair of sunglasses.
Flying to the danger zone. Go ahead.
You know, that somehow automatically makes you qualified to wield two of these at a time.
Flying to the danger zone.
Yeah, and it allows you to defeat invisible terrorists like Al Qaeda and Osama bin Boogeyman.
Oh, we got Mistress Alexis from the My Talk Dirty Show. So maybe she might be calling in. Actually, if I could change the subject, I actually found this article from the Daily Mail UK website. Grieving father finds dead baby son alive in coffin. A premature baby declared dead by doctors was found to be alive hours later when he was taken from his funeral, taken home for a funeral wake. The baby's father, Jose Alvarenga, was told by doctors that his son had died shortly after birth. Staff from the, quote, state-run hospital in Asuncion in the Paraguayan city, Paraguayan capital, delivered the infant's body to Mr. Alvarenga's, there you go, home 4 hours later. Shortly afterwards, the grieving father opened the baby's coffin to bid an emotional farewell to his son. I opened it to look at his remains and found the baby was breathing. Mr. Alvarenga said, I began to cry. He rushed back to the hospital with his unnamed baby in his arms, and nurses placed the infant in an oxygen chamber. He is now reported to be in stable condition. This is a very unusual case, said Ernesto Weber, head of the pediatric intensive care at the hospital, at the state-run hospital.
Can I pause you for a second there? You know what this reminds me of?
What?
Obamacare. The mainstream media right now is trying to desperately spin and say that Obama and his healthcare policy isn't eugenics when it clearly is. And they're saying, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, these radical birthers, these radical, you know, racist, redneck, know-nothings from Bumblefuck USA. They think that, you know, Obama's healthcare is mandatory, you know, basically culling of the elderly. But it's kind of like Monty Python, you know, bring out your dead, bring out your dead. I'm not dead, sir. Oh, you will be soon. You know, just get in the cart along with the steaming pile of bodies. You know, it's so funny. Even that's a psyop, you know, getting you to laugh at the British have been enslaving their own people. The British worship the Queen. You know, they like to sniff her pussy, just like Deke Jackson of the fucking news talks about so eloquently. So, I mean, you know, it's just absolutely disgusting how the media tries to Hello.
Jesus Christ. I just basically had to call back in. What the hell? Alright, yeah, no, I just had to call in and now I gotta... Oh, goodness. Alright, at least we got Bodis.
Fucking piece of shit program.
Yeah, I know. It just knocked me the fuck out. Alright, I'm gonna call back again.
I was in the middle of such a good rant, too. I forgot what I was saying, too.
Yeah. Alright, I'll be right back. I gotta call back in under my neck. Bye.
Alright, I guess I'll host the show in the meanwhile. If someone or anyone can hear me, please type something into the chat. Type the number 1 or, I don't know, random letters, something. Anyway, Louie will be right back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Normally Wednesday is unsigned music, but today we got news and commentary because, you know, Louie couldn't procure the unsigned bands that he normally has on. I would highly advise everyone to go to youtube.com or infowarstv.com, two great websites for sharing viral videos.
Jesus
and check
Christ.
Out my series that I just did, three parts, Lord Obama's Joker Face, which I guess we might play a clip of it if we get to it. But normally this is a platform for, you know, anti-New World Order music and independent bands of all kinds.
Yeah, independent artists of all kinds. I got that queued up if you want. But, we were talking about...
I'll get to it later.
State-run healthcare system in Paraguay. They declared a premature infant dead. But when the father got him back and went to open up the coffin to say goodbye to his son, he found that the baby was breathing. So, I mean, the rant you were going on about is how about racism and the state-run healthcare and Obama. That's where you were going.
Well, I mean, not just that, but there's a lot of other things that are just really sparking up debate right now. I mean, it's just so see-through what's happening right now. I wish I could, you know, really get into a really complex, wordy analysis of what's happening with all these town halls and Obama love fest, basically. But I'm so spent having invested all my energy in these videos that I was just talking about, the Joker poster thing. I'm just totally, you know, I have nothing left to say, basically. It's all a big joke. I mean, just look at, they're trying to say that it's staged, these protests, when we have Republicans rising up against their elected representatives and Democrats rising up against their elected representatives calling for the resignation of these local New Jersey officials. New Jersey's a quote-unquote blue state. And really, what is that? What kind of shit is that? Blue state, red state, anyway. I mean, I'm so sick of hearing these buzzwords being coined by the media. We should be the ones coming up with the lingo, with the slang, with the vocabulary. We should be setting the culture. Otherwise, somebody's going to run our life for us. And that's exactly the point of this poster contest, is to start getting our point of view into the majority, into the mainstream consciousness. And so I'm waiting for this to really, you know, become a national news story. And this is going to be as big, if not bigger, than the birthers thing. Once people fully catch on that it's not a left or right issue, and, you know, there's still pockets of people out there who show up to these town meetings, like in my Jersey City town hall meeting, and say, oh, it's just the, you know, it's all a vast right-wing Republican conspiracy. Only Republicans are corrupt and Democrats are angels. So that's really the mentality we have to break first, before we can even get into, you know, Sonia Sotomayor, the Supreme Court nomination, things like health care and abortion.
We can't even discuss
that until we get out of this fake, you know, the Obama administration is basically, to put it simply in a nutshell, the Obama administration is trying to cause racial tension. Hal Turner, a phony hate blogger from North Bergen, New Jersey, was reported by the Associated Press recently as not being a racist at all. He actually was an FBI informant and operative writing
and
this hate blog trying to stir up COINTELPRO.
And he's
so,
like,
you know,
he got jungle fever like a motherfucker.
The feds, all, you know, all the evidence shows the feds keep getting caught with the, you know, the staged swine flu pandemic outbreak, you know, whether it's real or not, they're going to use it as a as an excuse to round us up and mass sterilize us. You know, it's just all of it. It's all on them. And before we can even begin discussing how to solve these things, we need to get past the fact that these liberals are absolutely brainwashed. And, you know, you need to be insistent. You need to learn how to offend people in a way that actually doesn't use curse words. You need to learn how to use wit. You know, that's the biggest tool we have in this info war, above and beyond, you know, songs, movies, DVDs. The biggest thing we have is humor. Because if we can't if a culture can't laugh at itself, then what can they laugh at? I mean, we got to take care of our own things first before we could, you know, think about invading countries and forming global governments. And we could barely manage our 50 states. Imagine teaming up with the rest of the world.
Good. Jesus. No, we're just totally fucked. We really are just totally fucked right now, you know.
So I
like,
mean, the way I come at it,
you can't
just try to break it down simply for people.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
All.
Yeah, no, it's all about you. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. Just break it down as simply. Break it down, Louis.
Break it down. No, it's like it's really you can't criticize the Obama administration without either one of their a supporter calling you, oh, you're a racist. But have you read the bill? It has this. No, you're racist. Obama's the man.
Yeah, and John Conyers, even back when Michael Moore's movie came out, Fahrenheit 9/11, admit that they don't read the bills and they just sign them.
Right. I mean, like I forgot the man's name, but this elderly man, he had both the bills, the House and the Senate bill, and he was reading it to, what was the senator's name? God, I'm my sugar's like really low right now.
Well, I'm fired up, man. I'm running on no sleep. I'm running on over 24 hours of pure awakeness.
Right.
Super caffeinated with tea because I was spent all night making this video to try to get it out there as soon as possible. And it's just blowing people's minds. I mean, it's blowing my mind. And I just hope that the American people just really rise up, man, and start, you know, have some self-respect, man. You know, that's what it comes down to. Have some dignity.
Self-responsibility? That's what it really boils down to.
Because everybody wants to point the finger on government and say, look, it's the government's fault. It's all a conspiracy,
it's the government's job.
But as Deke Jackson and other mystics or scholars, or philosophers, poets, whoever, whatever you want to call them, have pointed out, the important part is fixing yourself. You know, if we want to be changed on a global scale, we have to individually change ourselves first. And that begins by stop eating GMO foods, you know. That's one thing that I do regularly. Since I'm lucky enough to work at a supermarket and a deli, I have fresh fruit salad every single day. That cleanses your colon. It cleanses, you know, it's good for your respiratory tract. It's good for your cardiovascular system. Fresh grapes, fresh pineapple chunks, fresh lettuce every day. Just stop eating junk food. You know, that's the key right there. And it's so simple, and yet, you know, people like us, alternative media, whatever you want to call us, the Patriot Movement, Truth Movement, we get attacked. And we're not telling people like the so-called Green Movement what to do exactly or how to do it. We're just giving, offering up our opinion. You know, this is what we would do.
Anyways, we gotta take a quick break. This is the Crowd Shot Radio Show, kicking issues in the balls.
Yeah.
Well, do you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you. When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outfit, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy sittings, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live at 7 p.m. only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Truth Radio has just gotten hotter. Yes, welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Today, technically, is the Unsigned Artist Listening Show. We're going to try to get a hold of Jake from Will Fall shortly. We actually got into a discussion about Obama Mamas. So we got Glenn from We Are Change New Jersey. We got Kev. We got Dr.
Hey, yo.
We got Bodis, who's a truck driving Bodis. And we got Mistress Alexis. She has her own show coming up, you know. So does Kev. Kev has his own show, American's Reality Check Show. 10-4, good buddy, 10-4. So yeah, we're gonna play this next song. This is let me see what we got here.
Any Ludacris? Any Jay-Z? Any Kanye?
Sure. This is Dive with Take You There.
Show you that I am trying.
I'll take you there. And she's that girl with the evil smile. She loves to show. Taking pills for the pain. No one ever has to know. Yeah, with that look in her eyes, she can't feel the sight. She finds a pleasure in pain. One touch will guide her insane. And she knows. Take it slow. There's a part of you dying to show it. I'll take you there. Yeah, I'll take you there. Have your way. Take control. It's your fear. I can never deny it. I'll take you there. Yeah, I'll take you there. And she's that girl with the evil smile. She loves to show. Taking pills for the pain. No one ever has to know. Yeah, with that look in her eyes, she tears me off the side. She finds a pleasure in pain. One touch will guide her insane. And she knows. That was Dive with their song, Take You There. Check them out. Go to myspace.com/dive. They're on tour right now for the summer, August 15th. They're going to be at Joey Harrison Surf Club with 7 Mary 3 in Ortley Beach, New Jersey. August 20th at 6 p.m., the Gap in-store acoustic performance at South Street Seaport in New York, New York. August 22nd. At 8 p.m., Maxwell's with Automatic Fire, members of Silvertide and Pepper's Ghost at Hoboken, New Jersey. August 23rd, at 1 p.m., Rock the Cure, Finnegan's Wake, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. August 31st, 2009, at 7 p.m., at the Blender Theater, New York, New York. September 4th, 2009, 6 p.m., Crocodile Rock Cafe at Allentown, Pennsylvania. And at September 7, 2009, 3 p.m., Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey. So, actually, I can probably see Alexis shaking a nice ass to that. So, snap, we got Bodish, Trucker Bodish, what's up? He's not saying nothing.
Hello. Are you here?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing.
How you doing?
Doing my thing.
Doing your thing? Are you on the job right now?
No, I'm actually home for a little bit.
You're having a beer summit.
No, I'm
with the local mayor.
Oh, you work? Let me guess. The wife, you like you bust your ass at work, and the wife got the huge ass honeydew list when you get home.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Okay.
So so how hard hit has the trucking industry taken?
Well, for one, I think there's California and I think it's Maine. I think it was that they're telling you you can only idle for like 10 minutes because of the ozone bullshit.
Oish.
Yeah, and I was on the road a while back up there on 90, and it's colder than hell, and how in the hell are you supposed to idle for only 10 minutes at a time? You know, and the idle air bull crap, that's it. Something else in its own thing.
Well, did you hear about Bloomberg? He was caught idling SUVs when he was the one urging for a greener, you know, more updated safety standards on the police cars, and he was caught actually polluting. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's just... See, the elite always want to blame us for the world's problems when they're the ones doing all the pollution, all the chemtrailing, all the poisoning.
Yep.
I just want it to end. Is that too much to ask?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're sitting there cracking down on truckers, nothing idling. And when I'm home over here in California in my own personal vehicle, I sit there and see diesel pickup trucks idling. And it's no different than having my normal vehicle idling.
Well, they're talking about trucking at the SPP, North American Leaders Summit, that Obama went to just the other day.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how Mexican trucks aren't up to par, which is why they haven't, according to them, geared up the Trans-Texas Highway yet. It's not ready because of trucking standards, supposedly. But most of the infrastructure is there. I mean, they're creating ghost towns by design. As we have a article up there on Crotshot and WeAreChangeNewJersey.org explaining, I believe it's London or UK Mail, one of those, Guardian, British newspaper, talking about how in America, entire cities might have to be bulldozed because of the collapsing economy.
Yeah,
right. So, Bodis, how close to you are to Oregon?
Oh, shit,
how far?
I'm about 3 hours.
3 hours?
Board. Yeah, three and a half hours.
Did you hear that Oregon has legalized the growing of industrial hemp?
Hoorah.
No, I have not.
Wow. So, I mean, as you may or may not know, with industrial hemp, that can actually solve the oil crisis. The fake oil crisis.
Yeah, exactly. The fake oil crisis, just like the rest of it's fake. There is no rising prices. It's the devaluation of the dollar. But people are too stupid to understand basic concepts because they think that the moon is made out of cheese.
No, because the reason why I say that is because you can make diesel fuel out of that, and it's better than the corn diesel, and you won't have to modify your engine in the least.
Or waste
burn,
food, especially
waste
since
food.
Hemp is regenerative.
Yeah.
that's actually a point I wanted to bring up earlier, Louie. I want to commend you for talking about these issues with me, because really, that's what I was thinking about this the other day after I listened to one of our podcasts and I heard the commercial segment. And I was thinking, what a great thing it is that we have the show together, Louie, because this truly represents the shattering of the left-right paradigm. I think you would consider yourself more conservative, and I would be a little bit, you know, left of that compared to you. I think we're both moderate.
I'm conservative.
Yeah.
So from the guy that says fuck shit cunt all the time every 5 seconds.
No, in your lifestyle actions. It doesn't have to be your language necessarily. I mean. And also, smoking weed has nothing to do with it, because there's people on the right and left who want it legalized, and people who voted for McCain and people who voted for Obama, but they both want it legalized.
Yeah. Tell you what, whoever legalized pot the first is.
I mean, they used to sell it as a medicine.
Yeah.
They used to have anti-asthma pot cigarettes. And if you don't believe me, just look it up.
There you go. So the reason why I bring up hemp, of course, with Bodis on the line is, imagine how big of a boost that would be to the trucking
industry. Our fuel standards, it would reform the automotive industry for sure.
It'll be cheaper. More truckers will be bringing home a bigger paycheck because they won't have to spend as much. More independent truckers could afford to go independent.
Yep.
You know, it's really, as a Hispanic, well, technically as a Puerto Rican, I say this, fuck Mexico. There you go. I'm just putting it out there.
Well, with one thing, because I hate to do a shameless plug on
don't be shame.
Radio program, and then the Blind Spot Radio, the Blind Spot Trucker Podcast with Trucker Steve.
Mm-hmm.
They in his earlier podcasts, he'd mention on a deal that he had some guy quoting it that with Mexican trucks. They can't enforce our running hours because they run on different time run. Because we're only allowed 11 hours on, 10 hours off. And only, I think it's like 48 hours total or something like that through a week. And with them coming in, we can't. And they can't enforce it.
You can't compete.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. That and with all those foreigners trying to take our trucks and our jobs.
Hey, this is it's kind of on topic. You know what else sucks? We're talking about Obama before and how he's, basically trying to screw us over on any of these issues, basically, especially the economy. But Ben Stein is an economist, and he is pretty conservative, and he was recently kicked off the New York Times just for criticizing Obama. I was shocked to read this article, actually, that he posted on some other blog, and he was expelled from the New York Times for criticizing Goldman Sachs, specifically. I think he was criticizing Obama about the bailouts.
Right.
And I was just like, what's up with that? You know, I thought people like that get respect in our society, knowledgeable people, but nope.
You mean the guy that wrote speeches for?
Oh, I know.
For Nixon, and then he started.
He's not the best guy, but. At least in terms of opinion and political discourse, he had something to inject. And his show, Win Ben Stein's Money, was pretty educational, I thought. But it's just, my point is, there's an overall disdain for art and intellectualism. And you guys are just talking about, how our nation is being oversaturated with these, literally backwater people from down under. And not just down under, man. Canadians, fuck Canada too, man. Those Canadians are on some bullshit.
No doubt.
So, Bodis, I hate to cut this short, but this might be a subject for another show. But I gotta call this guy from Will Fall. So, thanks for calling. Why don't you plug that podcast real quick?
Okay, it's the Blind Spot Trucker Podcast. With Trucker Steve, it's also on TalkShoe.
Mm-hmm. What's the call ID?
Honestly, I don't know.
No.
Is it posted on your page there?
Yeah, it's actually, I have it on one of my pages. It's, crap. My computer's starting to screw up on me. It's the Blind Spot Trucker. A Trucker's talk show. The call ID, it's 43374 with Trucker Steve.
Well, there you go. So, thanks.
Bing.
Thanks, Bodis. Yes.
It's Bodacious, actually.
Oh, Bodacious.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I was going to say that earlier, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
No big.
I'm lost.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Nope.
Sorry. Freaking muted him too soon. Oh, shit, I fucked up. So, all right, we got, let me call this dude from Canada.
Again, oh, same guy?
Yeah, same guy. His girl picked up. I'm trying to talk to him. Well, no homo. I'm trying to get him on the line.
Didn't she say that he was going to call you back? Oh, okay.
Six.
I don't know, man. Okay, well, go ahead.
Don't hate.
No, but it's just on air.
All right.
Gotta.
Yeah, well, you know. You call him? We're calling Jake!
See, we may do dirty work, but we take out the trash.
Damn, Skippy.
Hello.
Hey, Jake.
How's it going?
Hey, what's up? This is Louis B, Crotch Out Radio. You're on the air.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Actually, we just played we played your song earlier, Order or Chaos?
Order to Chaos.
Order to Chaos.
Yeah.
So how come it's, whatever.
They probably just got a little mixed up there.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's Order to Chaos. So, we got Jake. I'm assuming you're the bass player for the band Willful.
I am, yes.
So how is it in Mildmay, Ontario right now?
Well, it's a small town. That's about all I can say about it. Mm-hmm. Not really much to do here, but yeah.
By any chance, did you get your family doctor yet?
What's that?
Did you get your family doctor yet?
Oh, yeah, I've always had one.
Oh, you always had one. So right now, so you're good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, because, before we get to your music, you know that the U.S. over here, we are working towards your similar system of healthcare over there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
You think so?
I think so, yeah. It's pretty good, actually. Like, you don't have to pay for it when you walk in. Mm-hmm. All good.
So, but how's the wait?
The wait sucks.
The
other
wait.
Other than that, it's good.
Other than that, all right. Yeah, because we've been hearing a lot of negative stuff about it, actually.
Like what?
Like, after a certain age, they just won't pay for it. They won't pay for certain procedures.
By the way, you got another person on the line here. Just want to introduce myself, Glenn.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we got my co-host, Glenn.
How's it going, Glenn?
Yeah. So what's,
hey,
what's
it?
The,
how's it going?
What's, yeah.
Good.
What's the wait on surgery?
I wouldn't know. Never had it.
Oh. Oh, so if you're young
so the
and you're healthy.
The goal is not to get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
The
goal, yeah.
So okay, well, let me tell me about the band Willful.
Well, we started about a year ago. Kind of was from two bands that fell apart. Well, I was in Archaea, and our drummer and other guitarist Mark were in a band called Fail Sanity. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Archaea kind of fell apart, so we grabbed those two and kind of everything worked. So yeah, that's how we came together.
That's cool. What are your influences?
Influences?
Yeah.
Mine personally would be, like, I listen to a lot of Lamb of God and Children of Bodom, kind of stuff like that. There's a lot of, like, Behemoth, Faceless, just bands like that.
All right, cool. So what type of sound are you trying to go for? What are you trying to...
Really,
bring,
just
yeah.
Whatever comes out, pretty much.
Okay.
So far, I think it sounds a lot like kind of a Children of Bodom kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, similar.
So, are you guys on iTunes yet? I'm looking to see if you guys are on iTunes yet.
Not yet, no. We are planning on getting that going.
Ah, okay.
Shortly.
So, Where did the name Willful come from?
Mark, our guitar player, we were thinking for like weeks and weeks trying to think of a name and just couldn't think of anything. And then Mark just came one day and I think we were all just, yeah, that sounds cool. So we kind of just stuck with it then.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So, Glenn, you got any Any questions for Jake?
Yeah, I guess a couple generic questions. As a musician to a musician, do you get caught up in, you know, social circles, peer pressure? You know, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, how do you maintain your original integrity of your band and your message, what your music stands for, what it resonates? How do you maintain that when all these other people are trying to peer pressure you into doing something else or changing your attitude?
Well, we pretty much all just have a straightforward attitude about it. Like, we love fucking playing, right? Like, no one's going to tell us how to write our songs or change something. It's just, I don't know. No one's really pushed us.
All right, so I guess as a follow-up, how do you deal with fans?
There you go.
Fans? Sorry, question and answer. I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you have fans?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, like, how do you... You just act normal around them, right? You can't really... I don't know.
With my fans, you know, they mob me all the time, so I just tell them to go fuck off, and they seem to like that. You know, the millions and millions and millions of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you get your money from, right? Like, you gotta be nice to them. You can't.
No, you don't. I mean, it doesn't work. I mean, look at Marilyn Manson. He pisses on people. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I guess it works for him, man.
Yeah, it works for him,
man. Good point.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. We actually talked to your girlfriend real quick.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You heard about that. She seems to be one of your biggest fans.
Yeah, number one groupie right there.
Oh, she's got groupie status. Oh.
My personal groupie.
Your personal groupie.
Yeah.
So how do you... How do you handle balancing a relationship and being a rock star with all, like, these hoochie mamas that want to, you know, knock your junk around or something like that, you know what I mean?
You just got to ignore it, really.
Yeah, really?
It's hard.
What if there are these two lesbian, well, bisexual, identical twin Asian lesbian, Asian chicks, And they were like, it has been a dream of ours to sleep with a Canadian boy.
You know, if my girlfriend hears this, I'm going to be in so much trouble. But that would be hard to turn away.
Huh.
But I'd have to. I'd have to.
You would have to turn it away, but it'd be hard.
Yeah, I would.
Huh. Ah, wow. Oh, we got, speaking about groupie, we got Mistress Alexis. She says she loves your accent.
Right on.
Oh, she was like, shoot, she won't share. I don't know, dude. If I were you, I would be like, she don't gotta know.
Yeah. She's pretty smart, though. I'm sure she'd find out.
Well, unless unless she has a bloodhound nose and she sniffs you, I don't see how.
Yeah.
Keep it quiet.
Good.
You know. And then I don't know if you guys have IMS in Canada, but that's who I'll contact next and drop the dime on those two Asian chicks and send them back.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, yeah, no. Oh, wow.
I guess I have one more question.
Yeah, go ahead.
How do you, as a Canadian, view the United States position in the world? Or, I mean, maybe not the United States. Okay, you can answer it in two ways, I guess. First, the United States generally as a country, and then, like, Americans, the people.
Honestly, I think you guys are just the same as us. Like, we're all connected. It's all the same, pretty much. I mean, like, I don't really view it differently. Like, I'm not really racist or anything like that. You know, like,
but,
I'm sure you're really the same.
Yeah, but we all hate the blacks. I understand.
Oh, come on.
The blacks and the Jews. I can't stand them all. No, I'm just kidding. Especially, what do you think about Spix?
About Spitz?
Spix.
Oh.
Spickens, man.
Yes.
They're all good.
Oh, they're all good. Okay. Good answer, because I'm one of those. So, interview over. No, I'm just kidding. We got Mistress Alexis. She's really digging you. She's like, oh my god.
And if you don't have an account with Dig, go to digg.com and sign up.
Oh goodness, she wants to know. she wants to know about what do you think of your music being? If your music, would you allow your music to be in a porno or part of the adult industry?
I would love that.
Oh, you would love that.
Wherever my music be played is awesome.
Ah.
Hey, by the way, while I got you here, my final statement for you, my friend, neighbor to the north. Check out what's happening in America right now as the general majority, I'd say 65%, is very unhappy with the status quo, i.e. Barack Obama, the new president. And look out for this Joker poster thing to, if you haven't heard about it already, go international. I've already seen a German report about how all across America people are postering a likeness of Obama as Heath Ledger's Joker from The Dark Knight.
Yes.
Oh, is it like a picture of them together?
Oh, no. It's Obama as Joker with clown makeup and a red smile.
I think I might have seen that.
Yeah, check out, if you get a chance, Obama's Joker face on YouTube.
All right.
And it should be right there.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a serious movement happening in this country that rejects both establishments, the Republicans and the Democrats. It's really a one-party system. And I'm not too keen on exactly how it works up there with you guys, especially with all different provinces and different regional rules.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how is the political climate looking up there?
Honestly, I don't really pay much attention to the political, like, politics. I'm not really into that.
Right.
But
would you say most other Canadians are also, like, I mean, I guess apathetic? Or not interested, distance?
Yeah. Most people that I know are just, they don't really care, right? I don't know.
I mean, that's how it seemed when I went up to Montreal. I haven't been to any other part of Canada. But it seemed highly commercialized, almost like there is no Canada, you know, just kind of like a bunch of tourists everywhere just shopping. That's kind of what it seemed like.
Yeah. Major cities are mostly like that around here.
I mean, I don't want to think that, I'm not saying Canada's boring necessarily, I'm just saying it seems like it's kind of tranquil up there. Not much of anything is going on. People are kind of doing their own thing, I mean, which maybe is a sign that their government is working, I don't know.
Could be. Everyone's allowed their freedom, I guess.
Right. Well, let's, if you want, let's play one of your songs. It's, we're going to play more than one, so, what should we play first? Beyond Our Domain, Wake the Dead, or Order to Chaos?
Is it my pick?
Yeah.
Let's throw on Wake the Dead, one of my favorites.
All right, cool. This is Jake's pick from the band Will Fall from Mile Bay, Ontario, Canada. Oh, well, before I play the song, one last question. Are you guys have any plans on coming to the States?
No, like I said, right now, no.
Okay.
But if opportunities come up, you know, we definitely consider it.
Louis' house, he's paying for the airfare.
Wait, what? Whoa, hey. Asshole, don't do that. I don't got money like that. Shit.
Yeah, after you get your stimulus check, it'll be all gravy.
My $300 stimulus check. Yeah, I'll fly them all here. Yeah, that's how we do it. That's how we do this. All right. Anyway, this is Wake the Dead by Will Fall.
Mm-hmm.
That was Will Fuller with their song Wake the Dead. Check them out, myspace.com/WillFallBand. Again, they got some upcoming shows coming up August 22nd, 2009 at 4 a.m. Jake, is that true? 4 a.m.?
It's like a festival. It starts at 4 p.m., actually. I think that was just a mistake.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, 4 p.m., there you go, at Heb Fest in Port Elgin. Where is Port Elgin?
Port Elgin. It's have you ever heard of Sable Beach?
No, I have not.
No, okay, it's like, have you ever heard of Walkerton?
No, I have not.
All right. Yeah, it's just a whole beach area. Like, there's a bunch of towns in there, and it's really nice.
Have you heard of East New York?
No.
Have you ever heard of Grand Concourse?
I have not.
So we're even.
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah, man, so, keep up the good work. I enjoyed your music.
Yes, man, that was a kick-ass song.
If you go on our blog, you could actually check out some of the music I make as well by clicking on the Obama New World Order logo on the right-hand side. It's a small blue banner.
All right. How I found these guys, I actually did a search on YouTube. And I actually heard your cover of Poker Face.
What'd you think?
That's why I decided to get in contact with you guys, because you actually improved it.
Oh yeah.
It was an improvement.
That's good.
Even though I have to say Lady Gaga does look hotter.
Oh, probably yeah. One of the cutest looking things.
Yeah, you know. I mean the whole penis thing like I said before, not that I'm against cock whatsoever. I just like my own, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
You like it so much that, well, we won't go there.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, we pretty much did that song for fun, for enjoyment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we got Alexis, Mistress Alexis. She says she likes it. She likes it in the butt. It she says. So.
Wow.
Yes. There you go. She wow. She's gonna kick my ass when she sees me. She really is. So she's like that's very true. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, she likes it in the butt tonight.
I'm not lying about it.
Well, there you go. At least I'm not lying. So Will, definitely you and the rest of the band have an open invitation whenever you guys want to come on.
Right on.
Like everyone else, they, you know, you have an open invitation. Feel free. Keep me updated on when you guys are doing gigs. If you guys come up with like a flyer and stuff, and I'll post that up on the CrashShotRadio.com website immediately.
All right.
So So this was Matt. That was Matt from the band Will Fall. Again, myspace.com/WillFallBand. Thanks for coming on.
No problem, man.
All right, take it easy. Alrighty. He was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Definitely. And I enjoyed the music very much.
Yeah, and Alexis, damn, I didn't know she was such a groupie. She's like, I like it in the butt. And that's Mistress Alexis from...
We got a request to play America by Rammstein, which is actually a very good song. For this this whole movement that's taking place right now.
Yeah.
Yes, so funny.
Yes.
Wow, we're kicking it in the balls to make it even funnier.
I'm actually trying to find so go to mytalkdirty.com/radiohost and to see Mistress Alexis and her anal fantasies. She likes it. I didn't know she had such a fetish. It's a surprise. So Oh, snap, and she's into felching.
Hi-oh. Well, yo, in all seriousness, for a second.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the cover of Am New York right now, or AM New York, whatever you want to call it. It's a picture of Miley Cyrus slipping down a stripping pole holding a microphone like a cock. Of course, the microphone represents the phallus. And the cover story headline, role model? Question mark. Miley and other startlets sending wrong message to teens, experts say. See page 3. Yeah, so, I mean, women really are being pimped out. And on the opposite side of that, you got men who are dumb enough to... I mean, it literally, in the Lady Gaga video, if you go watch it for Poker Face, the original, there is a subliminal of equating a Dalmatian with the man that she is seducing. Literally, you see some of the male dancers, the backup dancers... And then they replace one of them subliminally with a dog for a couple of minutes. Like, they do really fast cutting. So you automatically equate, you know, the woman as your master, basically. It's just, oh, man. And this is on the cover of today's newspaper. And it's all these girls basically staring wide-eyed at this whore, Miley Cyrus, who probably fucks her own father. I mean, I'm just gonna be right out with it, man. And they literally have a...
In your opinion... In your opinion.
And they have a snake right next to her in the news and brief panel to the left of this big photo of her with the stripper pole. It says, creepy critters that make great pets. And it's a snake. Again, equating the male cock or the snake with great pets as the Dalmatian, as I just explained. It's unbelievable the level of propaganda that we're being slammed with.
Right. And,
And, you know, you were talking about the Love Fest. The other one, Metro, has a huge picture of Obama hugging a baby white girl.
Oh, my goodness.
And the headline is, healthcare stars in tale of two town halls. Obama gets all the love while senators get berated. So it's a huge Obama worship festival, 24/7, and it really makes you want to throw up, man. That's why this poster contest was started. This is just the beginning, man. This poster contest is a small dent from our BB gun. This is nothing.
Speaking about all things sexually disgusting, we got the My Talk Dirty show coming up. It's at 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Go to talkshoe.com/TV/30317. And Mrs. Alexis, she talks about how she likes to put it in the butt.
Well, we're all getting screwed over for a book
at
the end of the day.
Let me just say this. I'm kidding. She doesn't like boys at all.
Yeah, a lot of girls don't like boys. That's why there's a lot of dysfunction in society.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, straight up though, women cause problems in society. Women are really in control, and you know we're just now beginning to admit that as we see women becoming more independent and taking over prominent societal roles like doctors, lawyers, professors. It's just women are really out there right now. They're kicking men's asses for real.
And they're doing it, and they're doing it for $1.69 a minute.
No, but that's the thing is, though, they get paid $200 a night just to have sex with some guy for 30 minutes.
Oh,
so,
no, I mean $1.49 a minute.
Women have it easy in this world. They could whore themselves out easily. They could use their charms and, you know, their wiles and their wit to charm the money out of you or whatever.
They're wild.
So, basically... Yeah, now women are in control. Nobody wants to admit that. And we're seeing that more and more, especially with the election of Obama, who is this chicken-necked, long-legged, you know, freak, basically. Well, he's an attempted Mac Daddy. He's really a closet homo.
Really?
You think? Yeah, Obama's a total queer, man. Are you kidding me?
You think so?
Obama's a total queer, man.
Yeah,
he's a complete effeminate degenerate. He's not even African. He's mostly Arabic. That's why he's got that sweet smile. You know, the caramel color overtone. You can't really tell what he is. It's kind of like he's glowing and he's changing colors right before your eyes. You don't know what. It's kind of like the Homeland Security red alert system. You never know what color is going to be next. Kind of like the Willy Wonka factory. See, it's all related. I'm just going out of my mind, Louis.
That is the last time you call me the chocolate factory.
I cannot. I didn't call you the chocolate factory.
Oh, you didn't?
I just cannot handle
the
propaganda.
Yeah. Another show to check out tonight at 9:30 p.m. Eastern is the American Reality Check Show. Go to TalkShoe.com/TC/29521. That's TalkShoe.com/TC/29521. American Reality Check Show. They talk about the corruption in sex offender laws. So definitely check them out. Let me actually get you the Mike Talk 31 if you guys are feeling filthy and want to shove stuff up somebody's ass. Let me see. Where is it? Here it is. Go to TalkShoe at 9 p.m. tonight. So if you don't want to listen to American Reality Check Show, go to My Talk Dirty Serious Sex. That's the show, name of the show. Go to TalkShoe.com/TC/30317. And, yeah. And she says she's a racist prig. Wait, what? I'm just,
no.
I kid.
Who likes to take it in the butt? No, I'm just kidding.
No. Oh, she's going to find me and stab me.
Okay, seriously, though. Check out the blog. We got the three amigos at the North American Union Summit. That video will be shortly deployed as an info missile
What does Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Chevy Chase have to do anything? I'm glad somebody got the reference. She's like, oh my God, both of you. So,
yeah, we're good. I know.
We're good. We're good.
Get your drink on, get your smoke on.
We're not even going to attempt
to save the world anymore. We're just going to have straight up techno music and just lots of bitches shaking their ass and just, yeah, exactly, straight up up in here.
And also we're going to have Alexis who has a gaping asshole right now from miles and miles and miles and miles of cock.
We're just spreading wider, getting attracted to the ramblings of our opposite ends. Because really, your mouth is just the opposite end of your ass. So you are talking out of your ass at all times, if you think about it.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, gosh. She's gonna have to call in to curse me out.
I mean, we're having too much fun. It's the end of America. Ha ha,
yeah.
Just laugh at it. Why so serious? Oh, it's such a big joke.
Justin,
oh, yes.
You'll be okay. Da 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 da. Yeah.
Man, I have been robbed, man. Honestly, my entire childhood, with all these cartoons, with the brainwashing, with the educational shows and the role models like Mr. Rogers and the rest of it, Barney the dinosaur controlling you. It's just, I can't. I really feel. If we don't wake up right now, man, we may never wake up because, you know, the cycle will continue year after year, decade after decade, life after life. But there's a real groundswell right now, man. I really feel it in the air. It's like dangerous almost. It's like there's an electricity in the air, man. And I do feel that we are on the verge of something major right here in the United States, specifically Obama phenomenon.
You feel it, don't you? I mean, I'm really starting to notice that people are like, damn, even he's full of shit, too.
No, exactly. I was having a great conversation during the 11th of the month action with these two girls. One was a black girl, one was a mixed white and Latina. And they were both kind of chubby, kind of round, nerdy girls with glasses. Man. Yeah, I like nerdy girls. Anyway, they're both great. Anyway, they were saying what you were just saying, like, oh, yeah, you know, he's a liar. You know, he's basically cheated all of us, you know, and used his race baiting, really, or at least your ignorance of race, to basically get you to vote for him. And now the people who voted for him even are coming out and scraping off their bumper stickers and realizing what a mistake they've made.
Right. Oh, man.
I mean, you better be careful out there, man. I'm really starting to feel tension out there. And we have to try to diffuse. You know, I think Alex Jones is very smart. He sees how they operate perfectly, man. Seriously, if we don't diffuse this racial tension right now, they're going to use it for some kind of staged race war. Some kind of civil war is brewing right now, man. I feel it. You know, the people are getting louder outside of my house every day. You know, there's bigger and bigger council meetings now. The people are showing up with signs and demonstrating. And something's happening, man. A firestorm is brewing. And I don't say these words lightly. I mean, I don't just get on air. I mean, we're not like nationally or internationally syndicated, nothing like that. But I try to be, you know, as accurate in my statements as I can. You know, unlike James David Manning and a lot of other people out there who kind of are, you know, very passionate of what they do, but they don't really get their message across.
Long-legged Mac Daddy, his mom was trash.
I mean, now he's starting to become a little bit better. I've seen some of his new videos after he was on Russia Today. I think that boosted his ego a little bit. But, I mean, really, Crotch Shot Radio, I mean, Louis B., we've been saying this, what now, for at least 2 years, that collapse is imminent and, abandon ship, basically. Or
danger,
if you're gonna,
danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Yeah, or if you're going to sink with the ship, at least get your life jacket on. Get your life preserver.
Yeah, word.
Because
preserve,
you know, yeah. Check yourself before thou dost wreck thyself.
Speaking of which, here's a word from the Joker.
He's not really saying nothing, though. It's kind of like the play me off cat. It's all a big joke.
Advice that you gave your fellow Americans. Take the blue pill because it's cheaper. Thanks. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's getting so obvious.
All right. Take the blue pill.
Come on, man. Obama just says weed shouldn't be legal, and he just laughs. And it's so Orwellian, and people just go along with it like it's no big deal.
But because he's black, and we love Obama because he's better. He's a Democrat, so which means he's better than Bush.
People automatically assume that because we elected a black president, he would automatically legalize weed. And I knew he wouldn't do that. I know Ron Paul's for it. I know other people are for it. But he's not for it. He's publicly made that statement, you know, a couple months after being inaugurated. And, you know, every single day is just a big fuck you. And I think that's why this guy, the clip you were just playing, they played it on CNN. and major media. The reason why they did that is because it explains, it really expresses the raw emotion of what the American people are feeling right now, man. Because this guy may not have been politically active at all. I don't know anything about the guy who made that video that you were just playing, but from his body language, the message I'm getting is, you know, we've seen enough, Barry Satoru. We've seen enough of you. We've seen enough of Barack Hussein Obama. We've seen what you've done. We've seen how you've said, you know, what you set out to do and how you failed to accomplish any of it. You've actually accelerated us into, you know, further into the pit of hell. So now is really the time to take a stand. You know, are you with us, the American people? Are you a loyalist to the Constitution, strict constructionalist? Or are you a redcoat that is going to go along with the New World Order? I mean, Stephen Colbert broke it down very simply. He said, healthcare is the Matrix, you know, jokingly. But then he played the clip from The Matrix where Morpheus says, hey, do you want the red pill or the blue pill? And that's exactly the same thing that Obama said, advising that you take the pill that doesn't wake you up, that puts you back to sleep, okay? And that's what all his policies are. That's what his, you know, getting out of Iraq, healthcare, it's all the same. A bunch of empty rhetoric and empty promises. And I bet you when they pass the healthcare bill, which they will, in gangster fashion, just as they did the stimulus and the bailouts, they're going to add all sorts of crap in there that has nothing to do with healthcare, or if it does, it's to screw you. And people aren't going to read it, and it's actually going to be like the Patriot Act of healthcare. You feel me? It's going to be like, you know, boom, the final clampdown. They're trying to transfer all of our energy and all of our bureaucracy offshore right now. They're setting up their international world government, and they want to put our Federal Reserve under the control of the SEC, I mean, and our SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, under the control of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and World Bank. Literally, America is being collapsed by design right now. The economy has been blown out by a private group of individuals, families, houses, they call them, the House of Rothschild, the House of Rockefeller, etc. And they've literally come in, blown a huge hole in the side of our ship with their torpedo. That's 9/11. Their coming out party. Ha ha ha! It's so funny. Rise of the police state. We're just going to openly announce, you know, the collapse of the United States, and we're going to take away your freedoms by entitling legislation in Orwellian fashion, calling it the Patriot Act. I mean, does it get any crazier than that? So, it's time to take a stand. And don't let Lou Dobbs fool you. Don't let Sarah Palin fool you. Don't let, I mean, be skeptical of everyone. Okay? The only real solution is you out there, the listeners, in the mirror, look yourself in the eye, stare at those two eyeballs and say, look, am I a man or am I a boy? Am I a woman or a girl? You know, you really got to ask yourself, you got to draw a line in the sand. And, I mean, I'm fired up. I got to take a break today. I'm off today, so I'm just trying to enjoy myself. Great show, Louie. And take care of yourself and your friends and your family, because now's the time. I mean, I'm not saying board up your windows or nothing like that. Don't, you know, go panicking like it's Y2K or, you know, like Nibiru, Planet X is about to strike in 2012 and we're all going to die. It's nothing like that. That's all bogus propaganda. Just take care of your mind and body and everything else will be all right. This has been Free Enemy Combatant mind. For the Crotch Shot Radio Show, signing off.
All righty. Well, there you go. We'd like to thank everyone for coming and listening to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I need to get some dinner in me. I'm starving. I'm catching a headache.
And the American people are starving for truth.
Starving for truth. We're here Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 5 p.m. Just fucking up the New World Order system, fucking up the establishment, Just smashing the left-right paradigm.
Hey, do we have an outro clip?
An outro?
Yeah.
No.
You got nothing loaded?
No
other songs or nothing?
I just got the two songs that I already have.
All right. You don't have no other clips?
No.
All right. Well.
Well. Yeah. So there you go. This has been the Crowd Shot Radio Show. I've been Louis B. That's been Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
WeirdChangeNewJersey.org. CrowdShotRadio.com. We actually got a store on CrowdShotRadio.com. We got some hemp. Also on CrowdShotRadio.com. We also have. Please help us out by clicking the Google Ads.
Stop spamming the chat. You freaking haters and trolls out there.
Yeah, word. Somebody's like, oh, COINTELPRO.
Salud.
So what? So yeah, there you go. This has been the Crowd Shot Radio Show. And as always, from my house to
me
your
and you together.
House, yes. Fuck.
Fuck your
mothers.
Mothers. In the butt. In the gaping asshole.
In the gaping asshole. There you go.